Welcome to the Carlosophies podcast with me, Carly Nimmo. This is a free flow combo.
Today is just crazy windy. And I'm down here because I said I would come down here. And I'm trying my best to keep promises to myself. Anyway, you know, I started that Show Up, Speak Up group. And there's quite a few awesome women in there, you know, kicking goals. And I guess some of them are defining what they want in life and what success looks like to them. And some of them already know, but are delaying that by getting in their own way. And, you know, I kind of see myself in both of those camps, because I think I need to do some work on defining what success looks and feels and smells and tastes like, and then really aligning my goals to, you know, and the action that I need to take to that big picture. And I've spoken about it before in Free Flow Combos, but I'm delaying it all. And anyway, I was recently in Melbourne for my school reunion, and I was having a conversation with a girl that I hadn't seen in probably 15 years. Oh, it's very windy. And, you know, I hadn't spoken to her for a very long time. You know, she's been a Facebook friend, but, you know, nothing of substance. And after probably a few too many drinks, you know, I started talking to her about whatever, her life, just catching up, general chit-chat. And it was awkward and a bit staccato, and I stuck with it. And then mid-sentence, she just kind of stopped and said to me, "Are you happy?" And it really threw me aback. It really threw me aback because, well, for starters, it just was so strange. Like, it was not expected at all. Up to this point in the conversation, I don't think she'd really asked me anything. You know, I'd asked her a bunch of questions, like, what had she been doing, and, you know, what did she do after this, and what happened then, and, you know, that kind of jazz. But there was not really anything, any questions to me. And the first question she comes out with is, "Are you happy?" And, you know, I was just like, well, yeah, I guess so. Like, I'm not happy all the time, but overall, am I happy with my life? For the most part, yeah. And she kind of looked at me again and accusingly, was the vibe, said, "You're not happy." And it was kind of in this tone where it was like, "And I've caught you out, you know, you're not being authentic." And I just kind of was like, oh, well, you know, you're entitled to have that opinion. It's all good. Kind of have a nice life. And then I just was like, whoa, that was just incredibly strange. And I wonder why I've attracted this into my life. You know, why did she think I was not happy? And I pondered on it for a while, and I thought to myself, you know, I think I was upset because I try to be as open and as vulnerable and as authentic as I can, and this felt like I was being called out for presenting a lie, you know, and I don't think, or I don't feel like, you know, I live the show reel. I certainly don't feel like that. And I don't feel like that's what I present either, because I'm quite open about my struggles. I've been very open about my battle with depression and anxiety over the years, and the tools that I use. You know, and then it kind of hit me that perhaps this wasn't all about me. Perhaps she was reflecting, you know, she was seeing her when she was talking to me. She was seeing something within her. And I know that to be true, but then I also know that if I've attracted something into my life, there is a reason. And so I literally pondered on this for, you know, maybe 24 hours. It just kept on going around in my head. Was I happy? Was I being authentic? Was, you know, what? Why would she think that I wasn't? And then I kind of realized that, you know, I was looking at myself a few years ago. You know, a few years ago, I probably wouldn't have believed that people could be, you know, as open and vulnerable and honest without something attached, you know? Without an ulterior motive. But now I know we're all just ourselves, and we're all struggling, and we're all faced with the same stuff, and most of the time there is no ulterior motive. And even if there is, you know, I think if you're really connected to yourself, it doesn't really matter all that much, because you can, you know, tap into your intuition to let you know if this is a good situation or if this is where you want to be and what you need to do. But I also know that, you know, if I'm attracting inauthenticity, or I'm attracting, you know, dodgy people with not pure intentions, then there's a reason for that within me. It's kind of the ultimate in ownership, which can be exhausting, because I'm constantly looking at why. So back to the Facebook group, and back to what I'm seeing in general. And of course, this, anything I talk about is something that I'm either going through or trying to comprehend myself, or, you know, I witness going on, and it's hitting something within me that makes me want to talk about it, you know. So it's not just observance in other people, it's observance in myself as well. And I noticed lately I've had a number of people kind of coming to me because they're feeling that something's amiss in their life. They're feeling like there's something missing, whether it's, and they pin that on something else. You know, and I have spoken about this a lot in previous free flows too. They're pinning their hope on the when. You know, the when they have the thing that they want, then they can be complete. But really, I think you and I both know that that happens within. And those, that what is amiss is actually true connection to yourself. And I think, you know, I was just listening to Jonathan Field's latest podcast, and it was about phones, you know, and how we miss life because we're constantly on our phones. And, you know, they talked about how in a dinner conversation, if people have their phones out, conversation tends to be very light and fluffy, and there's no depth to it because their phones are there. And so it's a, you know, they'll only engage so much in a conversation because they're anticipating distraction. And, you know, this kind of raised a whole bunch of stuff in me because I know that it's true, yet I still don't engage fully in probably the most important relationships of my life, with my husband and with Mabel, you know. And when I go out for dinner, I know that if I'm sitting down with a bunch of girlfriends, the times that I have the best conversations and I feel the most connected to other people is when I've either forgotten my phone, which never happens, or when my phone stays firmly in my bag and I don't even look at it, you know? And they're the times that I, you know, I'm not distracted. There's so much distraction at the moment. And when I've been talking to these incredible women about what they want, and everyone says that, you know, everyone's vision, and my own not that long ago, was to wake up in the morning and meditate or do yoga or, you know, have some kind of, well, meditate and yoga. That's pretty much it. Like, that's how they would start the day when I, that's how their ideal day would look, you know? And I've done a lot of work around the ideal day, and pretty much they all look the same. People in their ideal day would either wake up and watch the sunrise, or they would wake up and they would meditate and do yoga, but most people don't do it. And then, you know, they would be doing something that they really enjoyed and that, you know, provided for their family. They want to live in an area that they love and have the security of a home, and they want the freedom of travel. I think, like, you know, I think, and they want connection. And that's pretty much what most people that I've kind of done the ideal day exercise with or have asked them what, you know, what their life would look like if it was ideal. And that's how it is, you know, it's mindfulness, connection, freedom. And security, I guess, safety. And they're kind of, I guess, maybe the four core human needs. You know, and mindfulness could just be solitude or quiet time or, you know, whatever that looks like. People need time to themselves. They also need to be connected to other people. They need to feel safe and secure, and they want to feel freedom. And what I want to do is find some way to help people reconnect to that. You know, I've always said that the more connected we are to the internet, really, to our devices, our phones, our computers, the internet, the less connected we are, or the more disconnected we become from the people around us. And so I'm really interested in coming up with some kind of, actually I already have some kind of tool. Okay. I already have a tool that I have been using that I use to connect to myself. And I was using it when I had Own Your Awesome. And I was using it when I had Think Beautiful. And I was using it when I did a few workshops under the Soul Correspondent. I think that I need to work with particularly women on a deeper level, helping them reconnect to what is really important to them and helping them to align. You know, I want women to feel, I want them to be more connected to their inner voice. I want them to feel like there isn't something amiss, because there is nothing amiss. The only thing that's amiss is this hole within ourselves that we're trying to fill with other stuff, when we really should be filling it with ourselves. And with those four things, with connection, with solitude, with, you know, safety and freedom. Like if we can fill those basic needs, then I think, and if we can really truly identify what those basic needs represent to us, then I think we can make change in our lives and we can feel more fulfilled. And when we're more self-fulfilled, we're less reliant on other people. And then that allows them to have more energy for their own self-fulfillment. Anyway, that was very deep and philosophical for a very windy day. I hope there's something in it for you. And stay tuned, because I can feel I'm on the precipice of something big. So until next time, peace out. Oh, and just a quick PS, going back to that awkward conversation that I had at my school reunion. I think there's a big problem in the world with people expecting or having the expectation that happiness is a permanent state. Happiness is not a permanent state. Happiness is one of many emotions, and all are as valuable as each other. You know, so in order to have happiness, you have to have sadness. In order to have, you know, anger, you need the opposite of anger. My brain just isn't really working in the emotional department right now. But you know what I'm saying? Like, you have to have one to have the other. So, like, defining your success as a person or the success of your life on eternal happiness is a big bunch of bullshit. You don't need to feel happy all the time. You don't even need to have, happiness is not the destination. Happiness is just an emotion. And there's a whole rainbow, a whole tapestry of emotions that are equally as valid. Okay, that's really it from me. Peace out.
Thanks for tuning in to this Carlosophies Free Flow Combo with me, Carly Nimmo. Let's continue the conversation at carlynimmo.com. If you were a big fan of this podcast, I'd be stoked if you left a review. And if you want to hear more radness like this, be sure to subscribe and spread the word. In the meantime, be real, be rad. Peace out.